Welcome back, everybody, to Sports Daily on KFH. This portion of the program brought to you by Prairie Fire Coffee. Always enjoy getting fueled up and caffeinated by our friends over at Prairie Fire Coffee. Delicious cup of coffee. Always a great way to start the morning. Paul, I'm doing the show from my home studio today. So speaking of coffee, I went out during the break to grab myself a cup of my own coffee, which is not nearly as good as Prairie Fire, by the way. Right. Was getting a cup of coffee. Are you a Halloween person? Do you like the fall time and Halloween and all of that?
Well, when I was a kid, I liked the free candy. But I mean, no, not necessarily. It's certainly not my favorite holiday by any stretch. It was a chance to go out and get free candy when I was younger. Now it's a chance just to kind of turn my lights off and hope nobody comes by. No,
just buy a bag of candy for yourself and not answer the door.
I don't mean that. I'm just joking. I like all the little tykes, and I've got a bunch of little tykes, you know, on my block, and I will have the candy. I'll have candy there. I'll have the light on for the neighbor kids, and if we get some neighbor kids, good. If not, well, that's just. But no, I've kind of outgrown Halloween. Yeah. I've outgrown it.
So my wife is a diehard Halloween fan.
Uh-oh.
She loves it. And so I stepped out of my home studio during the break to go grab a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And today's the day that she is decorating the house for Halloween and for fall.
You lucky
and
guy.
So there are pumpkins all, it's like a pumpkin factory threw up in my living room. And I didn't realize it was happening today. Maybe she told me, I kind of forgot, I guess. But it's going to be 97 degrees outside today.
It is.
And so I have a hard time wrapping my head around decorating for fall and Halloween.
Yeah, and as you start talking about pumpkins, I love pumpkin pie. I'm not going to lie to you. I love pumpkin pie. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. So if she's decorating with pumpkins, now are they real pumpkins or are they fake pumpkins?
No, they're like decorative pumpkins all around the house.
Okay. We're not eating any
she
of them.
She lit a candle that I think is pumpkin spice or something. And so I thought I smelled something in my studio this morning. Yeah. And it, sure enough,
well,
it's the
at least it
pumpkin spice candle.
At least you didn't smell yourself. That's the best thing. I said, it's a pumpkin. I got you.
That's true. Hey, Jad, what are the odds that we'll end up having a pumpkin spice candle lit in the KFH studio?
Slim to none.
I think it's this right here. It is that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure we're allowed to have like open fires in this building. I don't think we are.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That would be probably a liability.
Well, the studio's a funny thing because I know one time I had a little clone on and I walked into the studio. I was doing a show with Bob Lutz and he reamed me a new one. He reamed me a new one. What are you doing wearing that stuff? Don't you know that anybody? What are you doing? How come you're wearing that stuff? And he went on for like 5 minutes, you know, because I had just a little touch of a little cologne on and. And I got reamed a new one. So I don't wear cologne. I don't wear anything that smells in a studio. And I'm assuming that Jad's not going to let anything that stinks come into this studio.
What was he jealous that you smelled better than him? Is that what was going on?
I don't know. All I know is I got reamed. Now, this was a while back, but I got reamed a new one. But you know something? To Bob's credit, I've got to say this. It makes sense. Who am I to impose my smells on somebody in a small room like this that's captive with me? Who am I to do that? So, you know something? He got on me, and I took it like a man, and I says, you know, okay, you're right. I'm not doing it. And from that day on, I won't wear any kind of cologne into a radio station.
Tommy, I remember that day, back in those days with Paul and
really?
Bob.
Yeah.
And Bob was right. Whatever that stuff, that high karate stuff reeked. I mean, it was terrible.
It was high class, whatever it was. And I smell darn good.
You know what, Paul? As long as the ladies liked it, that's the only thing that matters.
That's the, you know something? You got a point right there. That is well said, my friend.
Let's get into some football talk, get away from this cologne and pumpkin spice talk that we have started this segment off with. The Chiefs in action on Sunday night. It's primetime Sunday night football on the road in Atlanta, taking on a Falcons team that has a new quarterback in Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
The Falcons, they were able last week to pull out a win, basically snatching victory from the jaws of defeat against the Philadelphia Eagles on the final drive of the game. Kirk Cousins led them down to victory. And Paul, I talked about this yesterday with PJ Glasser, our betting insider, that I was kind of concerned about Kirk Cousins through the first seven quarters or so of the season. Like, is he fully back? Is he the guy that the Falcons want him to be? Will he be effective? I was concerned about that. And then in that fourth quarter, you know, he led the Falcons to victory. Are you bought in on Kirk Cousins with the Falcons? How much of a threat do you think he'll pose to Kansas City on Sunday night?
I'm kind of bought in. I'm more bought in with their offensive line. I think they've got a really good offensive line. They've got a physical offensive line, so I'm kind of bought in with that too. I kind of like the Falcons. Do I like them for 3 points? Maybe. I haven't, you know, this is one of the picks. We got five picks that we're going to make in about 30 minutes from now. Five picks. I'm not sure how I'm going with the Chiefs and the Falcons yet this weekend. Chiefs are getting three, and I don't know how I go. This team, at least from what I can see, and I know it's early, but this is a team that I could see could be pretty good, can be a very good football team. If Cousins stays healthy and everything stays on track, this could be a good football team. Boy, I don't know how I'm going. You got any inkling on how you're gonna bet this yet? Have you made a decision on this game?
Yeah, I think it's probably the toughest pick, out of all the games that we're going to be picking as we know, the Chiefs have not looked outstanding through the first 2 weeks, although they're 2-0.
That's in my consideration. That's correct.
You know, and they didn't cover the spread last week against the Bengals. The Bengals were able to cover that. So I don't know. I mean, on the road in Atlanta in primetime, you would think this would be the week that the Chiefs would show up and flex on national TV. But at the same time, they're hobbled, Paul. I mean, we know Hollywood Brown done for basically the season. Isaiah Pacheco potentially done for the entire season. You know, they did bring Kareem Hunt to the practice squad this week, but you know, it's not like he's going to be playing this weekend. So they're going to be riding with the undrafted rookie Carson Steele and the veteran Samaje Perine in the backfield. Mm-hmm. That gives me a slight bit of concern. And then when you compare and contrast that to what the Falcons have as offensive weapons and skill players, they've got a bunch of them. Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Like, they've got some big time players. Obviously, from a quarterback perspective, you know, Mahomes is head and shoulders above Kirk Cousins, so I don't have a concern there. But the Falcons do have quite a bit of talent.
Well, I think you're right, too. And also, do you get any consideration for going on the road for the first time? I know you've had preseason and all that, but you go on the road for the first time. That's always a consideration. I don't know if it's that much of a consideration, but I've got some real questions. For the same reasons you just brought up, injury-wise, where is this team? But yet, on the other hand, I think to myself, you still got a guy like Mahomes. You still got a guy like Kelce. You still got some weapons. So you think to yourself, well, yeah, 3 points sounds about right at home. You know, you're a home dog, and that's always attractive in betting, and it's always attractive, a home dog. So I don't know. I still got 30 minutes to make my decision on how to go. But I don't know. It sounds like you're not even quite sure how you want to approach this game, because I know how I'm doing the other games, pretty much.
I'm going to hold my cards close to the chest, and you know, until we get to our pick segment at the top of next hour. I will say that, and this doesn't have anything to do with this particular Sunday night game, but it was fascinating yesterday, and I know you weren't on the show, so I'll share this with you and anybody else that didn't get a chance to listen to PJ Glasser on the show. I didn't realize this, that any team this season through the first 2 weeks in the NFL that has been more than a 6-point underdog has covered that spread, every single one of them. There has not been a team that has been favored, or I'm sorry, that is giving getting more than 6 points as a 6-point dog that hasn't covered that spread. All of them have kept those games relatively close. And so in week three, if that trend continues, then even some of the bigger underdogs on the week, you know, the trend is for them to be able to cover that spread.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the NFL. Everybody pays their players, don't they? Last I checked, everybody's getting, you know, pretty good money. So they've all are going to have a certain amount of good football players. So I can kind of see that. I understand that. But it still doesn't help me on trying to make the decision on this particular Chiefs Falcons game. You know, I'm you know, 3 points at home. That's, you know, and you're playing pretty good football. You're a physical football team. You know, I'm kind of, sounds like I'm talking myself into the Falcons. Maybe I'm leaning that direction. You know, I think I've just decided I've moved from unsure to leaning. I think I'm leaning. I'm leaning now. I'm leaning to the Falcons. Haven't selected the Falcons, but I'm leaning.
You know, so going back to week one, the Chiefs, they covered the number, but it was basically just due to that last play out of bounds by Isaiah Likely with the Ravens. Otherwise, they wouldn't have. They didn't cover the spread against the Falcons. So really, like, there hasn't been anything convincing so far this season that would indicate that the Chiefs are in a position to cover a spread, you know, even at a 3-point, you know, number. And that's the interesting thing. I'm not going to like live bet this game. If I do, I'm not going to live bet it. I'm not going to bet it until it gets very, very close to kickoff, because I want to see if that line moves around. 3 is a really difficult number because you can't win by a field goal and win money. You've got to win by more than 3 points. And that's a difficult ask.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if that line drops to 2.5, if it drops to 2, at that point, you know, yeah, I might consider it. I have concerns, number one, about the way that offense is going to look. Patrick Mahomes, number two, while he's an incredible quarterback, let's be honest, he's not played particularly well through the first 2 weeks. In fact, last week was not a good outing for him against the Bengals. It was one of the lowest passing yard games that he's had in his career. So he's got to figure that part of it out too. There were some uncharacteristic passes made by Patrick Mahomes, so that concerns me as well. I just don't think that we've seen this offense for Kansas City really kick things into gear through the first 2 weeks.
Well, that might be the case. And I think that, and I think to myself, you know, if there was a time that you kick it in, is this the time? I'm not sure. I just got through talking a few minutes ago about how physical this football team is, and I think it's one of the more physical football teams that I've been able to, you know, gather so far. I mean, we're so early in the season. I haven't even got a good look at a number of teams, so I don't know what some of them have. But this is a good physical football team from what I've seen so far. And this isn't the time to test that theory. This isn't the time to test, well, you know, is this the time for that output of offensive points that you're talking about? See, I'm not sure that this is the time. This is may not be the game that happens. And this could be a game, by the way, and I don't know if this would affect your opinion, because I told you how I like this offensive line. What if this is an offense that is able to control the football? And how do you beat Patrick Mahomes? Well, one of the key ways of beating a Patrick Mahomes type quarterback is keep him off the field. How do you do that? You run the football, you get first downs, you move up and down the field, you control the football, and you keep him off the field. That's really a true and tried way of beating good football teams with a really good quarterback. And the Chiefs can be, you know, beat and, you know, numbers covered with that philosophy, if you can do it. Now you got to do it, obviously. But I don't know. I think the Falcons, from what I've seen, may be that team that could do that. I don't know. We'll just see. It's going to be a fun game to watch, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, tight end defense through the first 2 weeks for Kansas City, especially last week, has not been good whatsoever. And the Falcons have a stud in Kyle Pitts. And so they've got to try to find a way to limit that and not turn him into Rob Gronkowski out there catching passes. So that's going to be a challenge defensively for Kansas City as well. It's the primetime game on Sunday Night Football. You'll be able to hear it on both KNSS and KFH, the Chiefs radio network coverage with Mitch Holthus on KNSS, and then the Westwood One National NFL on KFH coverage will happen on Sunday night right here on KFH. So you'll be able to hear it, the national call also right here Sunday night. So it should be pretty fun, and we'll be looking forward to that. We'll also pick that game coming up here in hour number 2 in our Friday football picks. Before we go to break, Paul, we talked to Shohei Ohtani in the first break. Ken has left a voice message for us. That by listening to us on the Odyssey app, clicking the microphone button, you can leave a voice message. We'll be able to play it right back. And Ken has a message about Shohei Ohtani. Jad, you can go ahead and play that.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ohtani's accomplishment is fantastic, but also keep in mind that the base stealing number is aided by the recent rule changes. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
You know, that's a really good point, Ken. The rule changes with stolen bases and that sort of thing. It has made it, I guess, you know, slightly easier for players to swipe bases and more difficult for catchers to throw them out, more difficult for pitchers to be able to get the ball to the catcher in a quick manner to be able to throw them out. So, you know, I don't think that it, you know, necessarily diminishes his accomplishments, like Ken says, but that is something to keep in mind.
It is, but I mean, I'm not going to consider it very long. And by the way, did Ken not sound like the Alabama coach, Lou Saban? Coach Saban, did he not sound? Hey, can we play that again, Jad, real quick? Listen to this.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ohtani's accomplishment is fantastic, but also keep in mind that the base stealing number is aided by the recent rule changes. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Coach Saban.
I did.
Did you catch that?
Honestly, I didn't catch it the first time, but when you said that and listened to it back, 100%.
100%.
Are you sure? You sure you're not moonlighting as Nick Saban out there?
Is that right? Or maybe that was Coach Saban calling this show. He could be a listener.
I highly doubt that, Paul, okay. But you never know. I guess anything is possible. Right. We appreciate Ken reaching
Thanks,
out again.
Ken,
you can leave your
it.
Messages for the show. We'll play them back here. All you have to do is pull up the Odyssey app, listen to KFH Radio. There's a little microphone icon you click on, and it's like leaving us a voicemail. You can leave a message. We can play it back on the show. And, of course, you can call the IHOP hotline at any time if you want to talk to us live at 869-1240. By the way, IHOP is excited to have its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal. That's going on right now through the end of the month, so we really appreciate IHOP's support. Support of the program. Of course, call that IHOP hotline between now and 11 o'clock, the end of the show, to connect with us at 869-1240. We'll take a timeout on the other side, a quick look at K-State and KU, both in action this weekend. And then hour two gets going very soon from now, our Friday football picks. We'll also talk high school football in the second hour with TJ Cleland. A lot more coming up for you. Tommy Caster, Paul Savage, Jad Chambers producing the show at Sports Daily, and we'll be right back.
.975 and 1240 KFH.